morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Thelma Ando in memory of Mr. Minoru Matsuura. Our speaker this morning is Dr. George Tanabe, retired professor from University of Hawaii. Good morning, Dr. Tanabe.
Good morning. This is George Tanabe, welcoming you to another broadcast of The White Way. We are all aware that Buddhism has so many teachings, many of which are so very philosophical and difficult to understand, but we also know that Buddhist texts are filled with wonderful stories. I would like to introduce you to a little book that BDK America published last year called Learning the Wisdom of Enlightenment. The title makes it sound like this is going to be just another Buddhist book that is difficult to understand, but on the contrary, it is not only filled with easy-to-understand sayings, but lots of interesting stories as well. Each saying or story comes from some Buddhist sutra or scripture, and they are all followed by a commentary that explains the story and relates the stories to our modern lives. One of my favorite stories is called An Offering of Garments. Once upon a time, the queen of King Udayana offered Ananda a gift of 500 garments. Ananda, one of the main disciples of the Buddha, received them with great satisfaction. When King Udayana heard about this, he suspected that Ananda might have tricked the queen into making this generous gift. What, after all, was Ananda going to do with so many garments? So he called Ananda in and asked him directly, "What are you going to do with 500 garments?" Ananda replied, "O king, many of my brothers are in rags, and so I am going to distribute the garments to the brothers." "What will you do," asked the king, "with their old garments?" "We will make bed covers out of them." "What will you do with the old bed covers?" "We will make pillowcases." "What will you do with the old pillowcases?" "We will make floor coverings out of them." "What will you do with the old floor coverings?" "We will use them for foot towels." "What will you do with the old foot towels?" "We will use them as floor mops." "What will you do with the old floor mops?" "Your Highness, we will tear them into pieces, mix them with mud, and use the mud to plaster the walls of houses. Every article entrusted to us must be used with good care in some useful way, because it is not ours, but is only entrusted to us temporarily. That's the end of the story, and the commentary makes us think about the meaning of this story. You see, we usually think of clothes as having just one function, and that is to cover our bodies. But worn-out clothes can be used as bed covers, pillowcases, floor coverings, foot towels, mops, and wall plaster. If we think about this further, we could probably come up with even more uses for cloth. The commentary concludes by saying that it is a mistake to fix only one function to objects. If we limit our understanding of clothes as being only something we wear, then when they get old, we will throw them away. But if we expand our understanding about the function of clothes, we can find so many other uses, and it would be a mistake to throw old clothes away. This is a great story, and the commentary invites us to look at something ordinary like clothes in creative ways. We can apply this lesson to so many other objects. What about paper? We can use paper as mulch in gardens, or make paper mache, or fold them into cranes, boxes, airplanes. What about old books? I know a guy who glued his old books together to make a chair. This lesson is particularly applicable to our modern times, when we live in a throwaway culture. Look at how much garbage we generate. Just in one day, we throw away so much paper, cardboard, food, plastic. It is so important for us to recycle. And we sometimes think of recycling as something modern. But this story about the gift of 500 garments is a story about recycling. And it comes from a sutra over 1,000 years old. That is what Ananda was doing, recycling. Clothes into bed covers into pillowcases into floor coverings, and so on. This story is so old that we might give Ananda the honor of being the father of recycling. There is another lesson we can learn from this story. Every object has a primary function, but we can also use it in other ways as well. Things are useful for their original purposes, but we can put them to use in other ways too. This is the idea of multifunction or multipurpose. Many buildings have multipurpose rooms that can be used for meetings, dances, meals, sporting events. Most temples have social halls that are used for a wide variety of functions. In addition to objects and places, we can apply this lesson to ourselves as well. We tend to think of ourselves in limited ways, especially when it comes to our identity and vocation. I am a Japanese-American male retired professor. I am not an Italian female actress, though that sounds like an interesting person to be. However we define ourselves or think about ourselves, we tend to be fairly rigid. I am this, not that. I am here, not there. I can do this, but not that. I can be this person, but not someone else. But the lesson from the story about the 500 garments is that clothes can become bed coverings, pillowcases, floor coverings, and so on. Obviously, clothes cannot be everything. There are limits, no doubt. Clothes cannot be made into a shovel or a frying pan. There are limits. But the point is we can expand these limits if we expand our understanding. No doubt, we all have limits as persons, but this story tells us that we can expand these limits. A shy person can learn to become more outgoing, a mean person to be more kind, a talker to be a listener. This story tells us that we can change, we can break out of our usual habits and be someone different, do new things, learn new ideas, change our prejudices. We are living in very challenging times of a pandemic, economic meltdown, social unrest, and even rioting. All of these crises are revealing some troubling problems about our society, the weakness of our healthcare system, the vulnerability of the poor, and systemic racism. We have become painfully aware of the way in which African Americans are treated, and we are all asking ourselves if our broken systems can be fixed. I am sure there are many of you listeners out there today who have experienced prejudice and discrimination just because you are Asian, or white, or female, or old. When we think about these issues, we tend to think that these problems are so deeply rooted in people and society that we cannot solve these problems. Racism has always been a part of every society, and we often throw our hands up and say, well, that's the way how things are. That's the way how people are. That's just human nature, and there is nothing much we can do about it. But hold on a second. Read the Buddha story of the garments and learn the lesson that nothing is fixed about who we are or what we can do. This is one of the basic teachings of Buddhism. Nothing is fixed. The Buddha's teaching about no self does not mean we do not have a self. What it means is that we do not have a fixed self. We do not have a permanent self. We do not have an unchanging identity. Everything changes. Everything can be changed, including our ingrown prejudices. The book is called Learning the Wisdom of Enlightenment. If you would like a free copy, contact BDK Hawaii. You will find us on the internet. You can also get a free PDF download copy of the book by going to the BDK America website. Thank you for tuning in this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Tanabe, for your Dharma message. Due to the pandemic, Mo'ili'ili Honganji is not having any temple services at the moment. The State Ministers Association will be live streaming a Sunday service tomorrow, June 7th, featuring our minister from Mo'ili'ili, Reverend Umitani. To join in the service, please go to www.honganjihawaii.com and you will find a link to the live streaming service. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Thelma Ando, and our speaker, Dr. George Tanabe. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend David Fujimoto. Namo Amida Butsu.